Our gospel for today speaks about the missionary role of each of us and the church as a whole. Jesus Christ gave his disciples, apostles, and us, who are his followers, to speak and act in his name and continue to do the works he did, that is, to heal the sick, to cast evil spirits, and to speak the good news of the gospel. Whatever Jesus has shared with the apostles must be shared with other people. We can also see in our gospel the urgency of his call and challenge. They should not even carry anything, even luggage or money, to their journey, a clear sign of the priorities, main concern, and significance he would like to see among his followers. He wants his disciples and each of us to rely and have faith in him and not on our own selves. He likes us to be of service on him every day and throughout our lives. My sisters and brothers, he needs us most especially today as we face a lot of challenges in our faith, in the church, and in the world. He is asking us to be his eyes, his ears, his hands, and his voice. As members of the church, we are essential and has a vital role to play. The church can only be fully alive when everyone plays the role they are called to play in passing on the legacy of Jesus. There are no second-class citizens in the church. Each is a vital member with a mission in the world. This is what St. Paul, Mickey, and companions did for Christ. In 1593, Franciscan missionaries came to Japan from the Philippines by order of Spain's King Philip II. Three of the best-known martyrs of Nagasaki are Saints Paul Mickey, John of Goto, and James Kisai. Though none were priests, all were associated with the Jesuits. Mickey was training for the priesthood, while Kisai was a lay brother, and John of Goto was a catechist preparing to enter the order. Together with them, 26 martyrs of Japan were crucified on a hill now known as the Holy Mountain overlooking Nagasaki. These 26, they were priests, brothers, and laymen, Franciscans, Jesuits, and members of the secular Franciscan order. There were catechists, doctors, simple artisans and servants, old men, and innocent children. But all united in a common faith and love for Jesus and his church. Brother Paul Mickey, a Jesuit and a native of Japan, has become the best known among the martyrs of Japan. While hanging upon a cross, Paul Mickey preached to the people gathered for the execution. He said, "The sentence of judgment says this man came to Japan from the Philippines, but I did not come from any other country. I am a true Japanese. The only reason for my being killed is that I have taught the doctrine of Christ. I certainly did teach the doctrine of Christ. I thank God it is for this reason I die. I believe that I am telling only the truth before I die. I know you believe me, and I want to say to all, to you all once again, ask Christ to help you to become happy. I obey Christ. After Christ's example, I forgive my persecutors. I do not hate them. I ask God to have pity on all, and I hope my blood will fall on my fellow men as a fruitful rain. When missionaries returned to Japan in 1860s, at first, they found no trace of Christianity. But after establishing themselves, they found that thousands of Christians live around Nagasaki and that they had secretly preserved the faith. They beatified in 1627, the martyrs of Japan were finally canonized by Pope Pius IX in 1862. So my dear brothers and sisters, are we ready and eager to place ourselves at His service, to do whatever He offers us, and to witness His truth and saving power to whomever He sends us? Let us all be a vibrant, enthusiastic, joyful, and faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Let us ask the intercession of St. Paul, Mickey, and companions to help us to be faithful followers of Christ.